Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
We're so glad that you're with us. And as a matter of fact, I want to welcome anybody who's just begun listening to Devotional Life. The Lord bless you. And please feel free to join in with us. We call this our 10-minute slice of heaven. Devotional Life is something that belongs to every believer and should be a part of every believer's life every day. We picked up a slogan for this year, and we call it Every Day with Jesus. So, Jeannie, where are we?
Well, the last time that we were together, we were saying goodbye to Nicodemus.
I really enjoyed Nicodemus and his conversation with Jesus there in John chapter 3. Read it again if you get a chance. Pick up your Bible and read John, the Gospel of John chapter 3. What a blessing. Okay, we're gonna move on from him.
Right.
Oh, all right, Nick. Getting to know you.
So long until we get to heaven and get to talk to you face to face.
So where are we going then?
Well, we're looking at the Apostle Paul's. We're still looking at different testimonies of people who have, lives have been changed when they met Christ. We know that Nick was asking questions and was searching for truth, and Jesus always responds to that. And yes. Now we're moving on to someone who was not asking questions, but had made the decision that he was right, and that what his perspective of and conclusion of Jesus Christ was right, and it provoked hatred in his heart instead of asking questions and humbling himself.
What this makes me think right now is the contrast between Nicodemus and the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus and Paul are both rabbis. They're both Bible teachers. They both have a lot of knowledge about the Bible and laws and customs and rituals and things that they use in order to think if they fulfill them, they can make themselves right with God. Okay. But Nicodemus seemed to be more sincere and seeking. And now as we turn to the Apostle Paul, well, when he started out, he was the Apostle Paul. He was Rabbi Saul. And he hated Christians.
And in my humble opinion, I think he hated them because he sincerely believed that he was defending this God who he'd given his life to.
Yeah, how remarkable is that? That he, you know, even Jesus said it, you know, it's going to come a time when people will, you know, will try and kill you and they'll think they're doing God a favor.
Right.
Okay.
And Paul's a great example of that. So, what is the difference between somebody seeking God and somebody already kind of got themselves set up and what they think they believe is right, and then something else comes along and maybe challenges that, and they're like, no way, I have to defend what I believe is right. And that's good if you're standing on truth.
Yeah.
But Paul the Apostle missed the fact that the Messiah was coming humble as a lamb, as a servant, and he was looking for a leader like most of them were that would take over and put down the Romans and get rid of their oppression.
Right. But I would even add to that as far as Paul is concerned that he literally believed that he could create a kind of self-righteousness good enough to be able to connect with God on his own. Rather than connection with God by faith.
And is that just ignorance on his part? Obviously, the Lord saw sincerity in his heart, or he wouldn't have stopped him, which we're going to get to.
Yeah. He spoke about his own fellow countrymen as having a zeal for God.
Right.
But without knowledge.
Right.
And I think he's talking about himself. That's the zone that he was in. I don't need to listen to you about God or anybody else. I already know. And that kind of filled him with pride, and that pride excluded him from simple faith in Jesus Christ.
In fact, he confessed in the scriptures that when he gave a list of all of his accomplishments, that it was all garbage and rubbish as far as he's concerned for the excellency of finding Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Yeah.
So he thought all those things were so important. He thought he was on the right track. But inside, again, there must have been a sincerity of really wanting to seek God, even though he had obstacles in the way.
Remarkable hate.
Right.
That built up in him. That's, listen, if you're hating, that's not from God. You know, that's your big clue right there.
Right. But do you think that the hate came from a sense of duty and protecting what he believed, and that something was trying to come in as a counterfeit? And so it was his job to make sure that it got exposed. I don't know. That's kind of the way I saw him.
Yeah.
Okay. But he had gotten permission to go and pull the men and women out of their homes, take them into prison. That's how much wrath he had inside of him and determination. So as he's doing this, he's on his way to Jerusalem. No, it says in verse 3 of Acts 9, New Living, as he was approaching Damascus on this mission that he was set out to do.
Yeah, he was going to arrest people in Damascus.
A light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And I always love to look at that part of the story because he's probably going, "Who is this talking to me?" And then he says, "Who are you, Lord?" Now, obviously, he knew that it was God speaking to you, but he was confused and said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice replied, "I am Jesus." And he probably went,
Whom you are persecuting, right.
I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting.
Yeah.
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
The incredible identification of Jesus with those that put faith in him, that he even says, "Why are you persecuting me?" And so Paul is, I'm sure, scattered in his mind, but Jesus is saying, you are so off. You are you may be sincere, but what?
Sincerely wrong.
You're sincerely wrong, yeah.
And so persecuting Jesus was enough to astound him, but also that Jesus identified with all the Christians that were being persecuted, those men and women, as persecuting him personally.
Yeah.
So that's our Lord, that when we are persecuted for his name's sake, he takes it personal. I mean, that's like family, like a dad saying, "You hurt my kids, you're hurting me," you know?
Right.
So he tells him to get up, and he's going to be told what to do. The men with Saul stood speechless, verse 7, for they heard of someone's voice, but they didn't see anyone. So Saul picked himself up off the ground, and when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus, and he remained blind for 3 days and did not eat or drink. So I think later on, the blindness, when he gets prayed for, comes off like scales off his eyes.
Yeah.
And I think we can relate to that. There's so many things in our life that we're blind to.
Sure.
And then when God opens our eyes, it's like, wow, I never saw that before.
Yeah. I like the picture also because here's Paul the Apostle who believes that he can see spiritually.
Right.
But the reality is that he is blind spiritually. And that inward blindness gets reflected in an outward blindness.
Right.
And so I look at it and I think the Lord's showing him who and where he is actually, who he is and where he's at. And that is, he cannot see.
And there's so many areas in our lives that we can become blind in or be blind in.
Sure.
So I know for my own self, I've often prayed, "Lord, open my eyes."
Yeah.
If there's any blind spots, let me see, you know?
Like that old song.
Yeah. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Yeah. Kaylee and I used to sing that together.
We've run out of time. Let me pray. We'll get right back into this in our next session. Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters. I just am happy that they're here with us today. I ask that you would touch their lives and draw them to you, Holy Spirit. Use this. Use Devotional Life with Paul and Jeannie to spread the gospel, Lord. And that people that hear this would not only use it for their own lives, but would share it with others. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everyone says,
amen.
God bless you. We'll see you soon.